You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the secret to success might be old-fashioned luck, according to our guest economist. He says we underestimate the role of chance in our careers.
First, there's a new spotlight on Wisconsin as of last week, one that most people aren't too happy about. According to a new list called the Drunkest Cities in America, Wisconsin has 12 cities in the top 20. Appleton, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Madison are in the top four on Wisconsin and America's list.
The rankings were compiled by the financial news outlet 24/7 Wall Street. They use data from a County Health Rankings and Roadmaps report. That's a program that's a collaboration between the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and Bring It On Home. It's based at the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute.
Joining us now is Jan O'Neill. She's an associate researcher and community coach with County Health Rankings and Roadmaps with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation program. And of course, she's based here at the UW Population Health Institute. And Jan, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you very much.
Well, your organization provided this data for 24/7 Wall Street. In particular, what do you study there?
Oh, it's a great question. Actually, we have the data on our site at countyhealthrankings.org, and they looked at the measure and then derived the city's rating that they came up with. We actually do a number of things. We rank the health of almost every county in every state of the nation, and we do that as a call to action to help communities see that health is more than just seeing a doctor. It's really about helping communities work on employment and other issues that will lead to good health for all.
So 12 of the 20 cities are in Wisconsin. That's it's pretty significant. What did you make of those findings?
It's certainly true that excessive alcohol use is higher in Wisconsin than elsewhere in the nation. So that's the bad news. That's certainly true. The good news is it seems to be that there's a movement afoot in Wisconsin. There's no longer the sort of this is the way it's always been attitude. In fact, in 60 out of 72 counties, they have adopted excessive drinking as the number one priority issue. And there are a number of really great bright spots around the state, which I can talk about if you'd like to hear about those examples.
Well, first of all, let's make sure we understand what we're talking about. What do we mean when we say excessive drinking? How do you define that?
Well, it's we actually get our data from CDC, so that's important. We don't make the data up. And the way it's defined is both binge drinking and heavy drinking. So, and we're looking at adult drinkers here. We're not looking at underage drinkers, so 18 and above. And binge drinking is women who drink more than four drinks a day, men more than five in the last 30 days. And heavy drinking would be, on average, more than one a day for a woman and more than two a day for a man.
And one of the articles I read also looked at how many deaths were related to alcohol. What do we know about that metric?
Well, we know that there are 139,000 in Wisconsin who drink excessively, and we also know that there are a number of drunk driving deaths associated with drinking, and I can give you those numbers in just a second here. Alcohol-impaired driving deaths in the U.S., the median is 31. In the state, overall, it's 38%. So that's just one indicator. And then, of course, there's all sorts of other associated issues.
We're talking about a new ranking that came out that showed 12 of the 20 drunkest cities in the country are here in Wisconsin. And we're talking with Jan O'Neill about this, associate researcher and community coach with County Health Rankings and Roadmaps. She's based at UW-Madison. And Jan, you see some bright areas in this. I mean, if you look at this list, it looks sort of like a low point and not anything to brag about here in Wisconsin. What do you see that's positive?
Well, what's really great in Wisconsin is that local municipalities, we have a lot of local control. So communities are using and talking with elected officials and others to get some pretty big policy changes made. So, for example, there's up in La Crosse for the upcoming festivals this summer, some recommendations about not over-serving. There's a recommendation that the servers will be sober so that they can see when people have had too much to drink. Those are pretty important recommendations. By Green Bay and Brown County, they're looking to regulate liquor licenses. The number of retail outlets that are that serve and overserve, that's a really important policy change. That's happening also in Marathon County. They are actually adopting some local liquor licenses with regard to neighborhood input. So they're listening to the neighbors to say what's really been a problem here. And also another policy is social host ordinance, which means people who have at their homes parties and then serve underage drinkers or allow, you know, that to happen, they can get fined. So that's another policy that's being enacted. And I would say that we have some, you know, even here in Madison, some of that trying to regulate liquor licenses is certainly something we're trying to do. And there are a number of other policies that communities can look at on our website at countyhealthrankings.org. And we rate them for effectiveness, so that's a good place to go to.
So it looks as though what you're talking about is at the municipal level, it's cities taking this on of their own accord. Do you see anything coming down from the state level looking at this issue?
Well, I think that what's happening is that as the movement is growing across our state and as the local officials are hearing this grow across the state, I think we're going to see some more changes afoot. I know that in talking with some people that work with the legislature, they're saying that they're feeling a sea change happening. People are talking about it differently because it's not that we're talking about drinking and responsible drinking. We're talking about drinking that harms people, that harms ourselves or harms others. And they're starting to see that change at even the state level.
Still, it's a striking list with 12 of these 20 of the drunkest cities in Wisconsin. And I wonder if you have any insight about what's happening in Wisconsin that's different from the rest of the country. Why would there be 12 cities here?
Well, I don't think it's a surprise that we have a culture that celebrates that. You know, we have a long history of brewing beer and in our state, and we have a culture of it being a part of everything that we do, part of all our social gatherings and so forth, part of our athletics and so on, you know, football games and so on. So it's certainly pretty hard-baked into our culture, but at the same time, as I said, I think there is more and more of a change toward what kind of drinking are we talking about here. And when we say excessive drinking, that's really drinking that is harmful to people.
Do you see this as being something that's difficult to turn around? As you said, this might be a cultural phenomenon about Wisconsin that goes back a long way, has historical roots. So how do you turn the ship on something this ingrained?
Well, what we're seeing is, again, the whole point of our excessive drinking measure in all of the states, and you can look at the state of Wisconsin and pick out which counties have more excessive drinking than others, and certainly the cities are associated with that. That's the point of bringing out this data, is to get the conversation going, and then that helps community leaders and others sort of galvanize from the grassroots up to say, what are we going to do about this? And that's exactly what's happening.
Do you think that's what needs to happen is to talk about excessive drinking, healthy drinking habits, I guess? Mm-hmm. Because on the other hand, you have a state where beer is something, for instance, that we celebrate. I was just reading an article about different breweries starting up in the state, and mm-hmm. that can be seen as cause for celebration from a business perspective. So how do you walk that line?
Right. Well, what we're talking about here is responsible drinking. So the kinds of policies that these communities are passing, the people that are enjoying a beer or two, especially, you know, at a microbrewery or whatever, that is not what this is going. They're not even going to notice this. We're really, again, talking about targeting and helping those people that really have some serious issues with drinking and creating conditions so that that's not so easy to do anymore.
Jan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was Jan O'Neill, associate researcher and community coach with County Health Rankings and Roadmaps. She talked to us about excessive drinking in Wisconsin after a list that came out that Wisconsin has 12 of the drunkest cities in America.
Coming up after the news, we'll hear why luck may play a bigger role in success than we usually think. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.